One of the state cars the governor uses is a flexible fuel SUV made by General Motors. Governor Doyle filled the tank himself with the 85 as he announced ways the state would try to get more stations to carry the corn-based fuel. Next in line at the pump was a U.S. postal truck, which filled up on E85 before taking off on rounds. The drivers of vehicles using E85 may soon have more places to fill up. Governor Jim Doyle announced that Wisconsin will spend $335,000 to promote more access to the fuel. Some of the money will go to gas station operators to install E85 pumps. Local governments will also get grants, Doyle says, to buy vehicles which use the fuel.
It's one thing to talk all the time about how we should be free of foreign oil. It's another thing to actually take the steps that are necessary on the ground to move in that direction.
Governor Doyle says the state push to expand E85 has been in the works and is not tied to a recent effort to require a lower ethanol blend of 10%. The state hopes incentives will result in at least 35 more gas stations offering the higher percentage corn fuel. The state also is going to actively encourage consumers to buy it. A study by the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition says many would-be customers have vehicles which can use E85, but they don't know it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.